This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Growth up is almost a rite of passage in many Irish teenagers' lives. Today, we're getting a look behind the scenes. Orla Nihina has been giving people a real behind-the-scenes look at life as a Banshee through her day-in-the-life videos, from preparing meals to keeping everything running smoothly for students staying in the Gaeltacht. Her content gives a unique insight into the world students step into each summer, where Irish isn't just a subject in school, but the language of everyday life. Today, we're going to be exploring what that experience is really like, why it matters for students, and how young people can make the most of their time in the Gaeltacht. Orla, welcome to iRadio's group chat. First of all, what inspired you to start sharing your day-to-day life as a Banshee on TikTok?
Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for the invite. It's gas. But I suppose I was over in Sandoon, a shop in Spittle. My friend Cliona the Sandoon owns the shop there, herself and her sister. And she actually just said, jeepers, you should be putting stuff online. I think people will be interested in seeing that side of the Gaeltacht. I suppose there is such talk of an Gaeltacht through the years that it'd be nice to give a fresh perspective. And I was there going, I don't think anybody would be interested in these videos. So they're only short of clips, but it's gas. They've been getting some reaction online.
It's amazing because it is a rite of passage for so many to go to the Gaeltacht. So to see the preparation and what goes into it behind the scenes for you is amazing. For people who haven't seen maybe your TikTok yet or the videos, what does a day actually look like for you feeding and caring for a group of teens that are coming to stay with you?
So I can only speak for myself, but for me, I get up in the morning 4-7 to get myself and my own kids ready. So I have two young daughters, and then I usually get the boys up at 8 for their breakfast. So they eat breakfast between cereal, eggs and porridge, depends on the group, what they're into, toast, that kind of thing. And then they prepare their own packed lunch. So I put out the lunch supplies then on the counter after they eat their breakfast, and then they head off to school. But, you know, between that, you know, you're pulling a few of them out of the bed, you're putting on the light, they'll be switching the light off again, and you're opening blinds and you're trying to get them out. They definitely, they feel at home very quickly in the house. So the morning is quite busy. Then they leave the house until they leave around 10 to 9 and they're gone until 5. So they come back then at around 5 o'clock, 10 to 5, for a dinner. So I serve a dinner and a dessert. And then they kind of, they're busy in the house. So it depends on the group and depends on the weather. We have a fine lawn outside. So the boys at the moment love playing their football and their hurling outside. But we also have a playroom or shimmer cummersada, as they call it in the college. So just a space for them, like a sitting room where they can sit and talk to one another and play games or play music. So there's a piano and they bring their own instruments. And that's what they do then. So then they head back to the college then for the ceilidh around the 7 o'clock mark. And then they have their ceilidh or their evening activity. So it could be sometimes they do like a racing night, or they might do bingo or whatever it is. They do something fun in the college. And then they come back around 10 o'clock, 9:45 to 10. And we have supper. So that's another fully cooked hot meal for the lads, because 14 boys, they are hungry. So in the evening we'd have pasta bakes or burgers and wedges, or again, depending on the crowd, you kind of tailor your menu. I mean, we have the favourites, the tried and tested dinners, but it definitely does depend on the group what they want and what they need. But generally they need a good fine meal again at 10 o'clock at night.
I'm not surprised. I feel like that's kids anyways and teenagers anyways, particularly when they're going through such long days and all the excitement of all of that. From your perspective, why is attending the Gaeltacht such an important part of Irish education for kids while they're still in school?
I suppose whether you come to the Gaeltacht or not is up to yourself and up to your parents. But definitely if you decide to come to the Gaeltacht, there's so much more than just an Gaeltacht to learn here. So it's fantastic for them to see the Irish language as a living spoken language and, you know, take it out of the textbooks. And definitely I know in the Irish colleges, they're fantastic there, and their teachers and their cultori there are working so hard on making sure that all the lessons in the morning, so they have lessons every morning from 10 till 1 or 10 till 2 or something, but that the lessons aren't like school lessons. They're not focusing on the poetry, they're not focusing on prose or anything like that. It's all oral language, all living Gaeilge. So it's lovely for them to learn that aspect, but also the social side is, you know, very hard to to even put into words how much they learn and how much they grow socially here.
I know people who are like in their 60s and are still saying, I remember when I went to the Gaeltacht when I was younger. It has that, it has such a massive impact on you. It's one of those really early things that you will remember in your life. Of course, it's going to come with some surprises along the way. Even if you think you know what you're getting yourself in for, there's always more to it. What are some of the biggest surprises that students have when they arrive, especially around speaking Irish all day, every day?
I suppose it is a shock to the system. They have an idea of what it will be like when they come here, but coming from wherever they come from, all over Ireland, and especially if they haven't attended a Gaelscoil, and then coming here to the Gaeltacht and having to speak Irish all day long, it is a shock to the system and they can't even believe it. And even though they've done all the prep beforehand, so it is a huge shock to the system. But I think their biggest surprise is that they surprise themselves. They surprise themselves. I always tell the boys that come into the house here, if you manage to get through 3 days, you can get through 3 weeks. All you have to do is put your efforts into those first 3 days, set yourself a goal of getting through those 3 days in every sense of the word, getting through socially, making friends, making an effort, putting yourself out there, but also making a huge effort with the language, just using the words you have, the phrases you have. If you have 3 or 4 set phrases that you've learned that you can switch in and out words, you know, if you have the phrase, and we'll cad agam, you can use that phrase 100 times in the day. Will cadagum lirodal, will cadagum pella emirates, will cadagum ishke o'olam. You know, you can use, if you only have 3 or 4 phrases coming, that quickly turns into 10, 20, 30 phrases. So just give it your all those first 3 days. And like I said, with the language, but also socially, get stuck in, get involved, make sure you're making an effort to make friends. People won't come looking for you. You have to get stuck in.
I think that's the message in life to remember as well, to keep with it. Yeah. The big thing a lot of people will remember from the Gaeltacht is having their phones taken off them. Nowadays, how do your boys who come to your house deal with that?
You know what? I think it does the world of good. The digital detox, we're talking about it all the time. There's huge talk everywhere over in England at the moment about banning under 16s on these social media apps and all that. So I think it's very refreshing. I think they like it. You know, they mightn't admit it and they might hate it at the beginning or the thought of it, but I actually think they like it. It takes the pressure off. When you're thinking about living with a group of people, they're sharing bedroom spaces, they're sharing bathroom spaces and all that, and talking about privacy and, you know, child safety and child protection. I think it's very important that people do stick to that rule and do come without their devices.
It would nearly be a blessing if I could go for a digital detox for 3 weeks. I can imagine it would be really refreshing and you go back to your life and you're like, gosh, there's so much of this I didn't miss while you adjust back into it. And it's great because you're fully immersed in the language then. What practical things, in your view, should students be doing before they arrive to help them get the most out of their time at the Gaeltacht?
I would definitely look at the website of your chosen college, because there would be helpful hints and maybe handy phrases. Definitely have a bank of a few phrases that you see, basic phrases for the morning, for classes, for getting through the day, but also pack your rain gear. We always say it here every single day in Connemara or wherever you're going in the west of Ireland. Maybe if you're going to the sunny southeast, all right, if you're going to One Ryan, you might be different. But here we need our Uchter Grena, our sunblock, and our AB Boshti every day, our rain gear. So, and I don't mean just a jacket, I mean your proper rain gear. Unfortunately, the course that have just gone, they had quite a rainy time of it here. So you still want to get out and do your bits and pieces outside and get the fresh air and do the sport and do the walking. So the rain gear will allow you to enjoy those outdoor activities while you're here.
Speaking of things that you should pack, obviously 3 weeks, it can be tricky to pack for that length of time. I wouldn't even know what to put in a bag myself. What would you say, aside from the Eidhí Bosh, that are the absolute essentials that many people forget?
Well, just remember that there will be the option to have your clothes washed here as well. So, you know, you don't have to go crazy altogether. But definitely you'd want to be packing for a week's worth of your clothes anyways. you know, you're talking your Sucky and your Fovarishti and that, you'd want a full week's worth. You're going to want your swimming tops. You're going to want some themed clothing. They do themed Kayleys. So again, if you keep an eye on the website or the social media of your chosen college, you'll probably see a lot of the time they do like black and white Kayleys. So to have something, maybe Dovagas Bawn, they tend to do kind of multicolored or Hawaiian themed Kayleys. They might do like a Jersey County Colors Kaylee, that kind of thing. So it's nice to be able to take part. There's no pressure to take part in those things, but I find that they like to take part, the students, you know, get really stuck in. So I would say, just even though we're talking about the digital detox, have a quick nose on the social media of your chosen college or their website and see for those kind of themed events. But definitely there are the option, the Marazzi can wash clothing. So I wouldn't worry too much about bringing a full 3 weeks worth of clothes, but definitely things that are easy to dry as well, you know, shorts and your t-shirts and that.
Yeah, for sure. You don't want to be bringing mad heavy woolly equipment that's going to be taking an age to dry. Before I let you
exactly.
go,
Orla, sorry to come across you there, but and label everything down to your socks, because you think you're going to know your clothes, but everyone in the house, it seems like they all have, every single person that came through the store had their Under Armour or their North Face or their Nike, and they were all the same. They all look the same. So definitely put a little label on everything down to your socks.
I really, really enjoy that tip. I think that's the type of thing that people need to know before they go. Before I let you go, Orla, why do you think that the Gaeltacht continues to be such a valuable tradition still in this day and age?
I mean, I might be biased, but it's a fantastic part of the world. It's great to get a chance to be fully immersed. And like I said earlier with the digital detox, I mean, I grew up in the time, thank God, before Snapchat and that. And you were doing things without that worry of every move you're making being online. And I think the children or the students love that here, that they can make a fool of themselves. They can get stuck in. They can do the little bit of acting, do the bit of music and that without the fear of it being spread online. So just, I think it's giving people a little taste of freedom within the safety of a very well-run college. The children or the students feel that freedom. You know, they're walking to and from the house to the bus or whatever, so they have a certain amount of freedom. But parents also can sleep at night knowing that even though they have this freedom, it's all within the safety of the college and all within these organized activities. And the Marazzi, and I again can't speak for everyone, but we do have meetings here with the fantastic women in the same college as myself, with Cullis Chamish. And, you know, everyone really cares about these students. We love seeing them come. We love seeing them enjoy themselves and thrive here. And we look forward to welcoming the next batch when they come.
Orla, before I let you go, where can we find you on TikTok if people want to follow along with life as a Bon Auntie?
Yeah, so Orla de Ina. So I don't know if there's much Bon Auntie talk there. So you'll probably find me.
Amazing. Well, look, Orla, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'll let you get back to your evening. And I'm sure we will chat again.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it on iRadio.